That was Paolo Moreno with Dance David Dance. It's a great track, and you can get his album Mighty Small, which is out now. Now I'm joined in the studio, very excited to be joined in the studio by a singer-songwriter all the way from Indiana. We've been playing out our excellent track Favourite Song for the last couple of weeks, so welcome to the UK, Tracy. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic. And you've got your, I've given you a Cadbury's cream egg, which you've not tried before.
No, not,
don't,
no, no.
Don't have it before you start singing.
Cause okay, no, I won't. No. Yeah, because there might. Yeah,
yeah. We don't want no coughing. So, is this the first trip over to the UK?
Yes, it is.
And
it,
what's your thoughts so far?
We like it.
Yeah,
yeah. It's been really. Everyone's been so nice. So we're waiting for the other shoe to drop, but it's been really nice. Everyone's so awesome and. You guys' accents rock, so we're like, oh my god, say that again.
We don't get that very much in the Essex, do we, Paul?
I do.
No, you might. He's a little bit posher than me. So you're over here for a couple of days. So what yeah. have you come over here? What are you going to be doing over here?
So besides this wonderful mm-hmm. occurrence, I'm going to be doing a gangster-themed photo shoot tomorrow,
yep.
which is really, really cool. And some of my actor friends from over here that I've been just networking with for like the past 10 months yeah, or so, they agreed to come and be a part of the photo shoot, which is really cool.
And is that going to be in London?
It is going to be in... It's going to be in okay, London, no. but yeah, what he said.
Where was that?
Okay, London.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's nice up there.
So it was going to be at Kenwood, and then we had to switch the location. So when the photographer, when Louise sent me the updated information, she was telling me where it was going to be, and she was like, and it's where Jack the River was busy. I was like, oh. Really?
Not recently.
No, not recently.
Yeah.
Like his ghost, maybe, but no. No, so not recently. So I said they might lose me sometimes while we're doing the photo shoot because I'm going to be walking around. Like, and this was where'd Tracy go? I'm coming back. So
you can get these tours, you know. They do them in London. You can just join on these tours and they go around all the places.
See, and if they go past me while we're doing the photo shoot, I might disappear for a few minutes. But no, so it's really cool. So about 10 or 11. If depending on who's able to show of these really nice actor friends of mine are going to show up for this photo shoot tomorrow. So it's going to be pretty awesome, like a couple hours. And then they had a couple of a get together tomorrow night to meet some more people and network and things yeah. like that. And just kind of see what we can see before we leave on Sunday.
Now, looking through your bio here, you started singing very, very young. You were 6 when you won a competition. You're a massive fan of Evelyn King. Who isn't? I hear you cry because I think she's fantastic. Love Evelyn
she's
King.
Awesome.
So you started singing, you won the competition. Do you come from a musical family?
You know, my mom and my sister who's sitting over there, my aunt, like everyone on my mother's side of the family sings.
Yeah.
Not anything that they used as far as a career, it's just they sing. So it's always been something that I've always liked to do.
Mm.
And so decided, let's see if we do this thing for real and see where it takes me. So
did you grow up singing in the church? Has that been a big influence on you?
Yeah, I've church, just anything that comes on the radio, I like to sing.
Mm.
I like to, one of my favorite things to do is just like to listen to a song and find harmonies with it. So, like, if I can harmonize a song all the way through, that's really cool to me because that means I can hear all of the parts. But I sing, my daughters sing, it's just something that we do. It's a tension, you know, breaker. It eases stress for me. And then I just I need, if I could walk around with like a backing track wherever I went, that would be really cool, because then I could just have music with me all the time. So yeah.
And have you got them to sing any, do you get them to sing sort of backing vocals on any tracks, or is that going to come up, do you think?
That is coming. We've so my daughters, my 14-year-old and my 10-year-old sing a lot, and they harmonize with each other.
Yeah.
My 14-year-old plays by ear. So she plays the keyboard and piano by ear. And my 10-year-old is starting to play the drums. So they sing and they play and they harmonize together. And so when I sing with them, we sing songs together, and I'll sing the lead and they'll do the background and harmonize the background. So that's definitely a collaboration that's on the way.
So that's a good thing. Get your family to be your backing band. You don't have to pay them. They can come on tour.
Yes. And I can just, I can pay them in McDonald's in White Castle and then I'll be rich.
Yes. That's the plan. So who is your, when you were growing up, who were your musical heroes? Who were the vocalists that you sort of went, oh, you know, that music does it for me?
I love Patti LaBelle. She's one of my all-time favorites. Luther Vandross was wonderful. Eddie LaVert and Gerald LaVert, like they're just the LaVert family, and Stevie Wonder. So those were people that when their songs came on the radio, I was stopped what I'm doing and sing along with them, especially Patti LaBelle. So just, I like a lot of soulful music, and I like songs that actually have meanings to them. But I like all genres, though. So at any time, I might rock out to Metallica, or, you know, I might pull up some Elton John. So I'm all over the place. Just depends on what I feel like listening to.
Now, this song which you're going to sing live for us, we've been playing it here loads, and I've been playing it here loads at Phoenix FM. I really love it. And I like a song when I go in the shower. It's a horrible thought to think of me in the shower in the morning. I must stop saying that. But it's when you start singing a song because it's in your head and it's a really catchy number. So how did you come about putting your favourite song together?
So I heard the track first and I liked it. My friend Matt did the track, and I liked it, and so I just played it and over and over and over again, and then the words came. So I wrote it probably in a day.
Yeah.
And it just kind of fit, and it was a cool little tune, so we ran with it.
Excellent. Now you're going to sing this live for us now.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come back and talk more about your music. So here we go. We're going to get to just give Tracy a second to stand up. If you do want to check Tracy out as well, you can go on to your Twitter. What's your Twitter?
It's at TZ as in zebra, Lewis, LEWIS 73.
Lovely.
On Twitter.
And she'll reply back to you if you tweet her.
I will.
She's very good like that. Right, here we go, all the way over from America. It's a pleasure to have her in the studio. We've got Tracy, and this is a fantastic track called Favorite Song.
Favorite Song. Worked hard all day, can't wait till you get home. Wanna turn your radio on and hear your favorite song. The one that makes you high, the one that makes you move, the one that makes you feel, that puts you in the mood to throw your hands up and let your hair down. You can't keep still, got you moving all around. Gonna turn the speakers up so everyone knows you're listening to your favorite song. So throw your hands up and let your hair down. You can't keep still, got you moving all around. Gonna turn the speakers up so everyone knows you're listening to your favorite song. This is that beat, this is that groove, this is that sound that makes you wanna move. This is that rhythm that won't let you sit down. That's how you know you're listening to your favorite song. When you walk in the club, not looking for romance, wanna hear the DJ play something to make you dance, something to make you sway. Put your hands in the sky, don't even need no drink for you to feel like you can. Put your hands up and let your hair down. You can't keep still, got you moving all around. Gonna tell a DJ to turn the music up. You're listening to your favorite song. So put your hands up and let your hair down. You can't keep still, got you moving all around. Gonna tell a DJ to turn the music up. You're dancing to your favorite song. This is that beat, this is that groove, this is that sound that makes you wanna move. This is that rhythm that won't let you sit down. That's how you know you're listening to your favorite song.
Woo! That was fun. Can we have another round of applause, please? Have a nice one. Come on, yeah. That is brilliant.
Thank you.
We've only got the one song today, and we wish we had some more because you're great live.
There's more coming. We're releasing favorite song in April. Mm-hmm. So we're releasing that as a single, and we got a few more songs in the pipeline that's coming. The video is going to be dropping for it soon, so yep. Just if they check me out on Twitter, they can find me on Facebook at Tracy TR, and then they can check our fan page at Terra Fans. So, because the name of the record label is Terra Records Incorporated, so they can find us on Facebook and Instagram, Tracy TR. I'm everywhere. Just look for Tracy. I'm everywhere.
I was going to say, you formed a group, it says here, at high school.
So, when I was one of the things that we used to do in high school, more so than singing, is dance. Mm-hmm. And so, two of my best friends and I, we formed a group. We used to call ourselves the Players. And so, we hopped a lot. We didn't stay standing. We did a lot of jumping around and a lot of dancing. And so, we did a lot of talent shows while we were in high school. And we won quite a few of them. Mm. So, it was just something that we like to do. We've always been interested in music. So singing and dancing, they just kind of go hand in hand. So yeah, it was cool.
When you're back in the States, is this what you do? You do this full time, or do you have to sort of weigh it up with other things?
I weigh it out with other things. I do have a regular 9-to-5er that, you know, helps to support this thing.
Yeah.
But this is the thing that we're working towards, so that I can just do this full time, because this is what I really enjoy.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that once we release this single and drop this video and do what we need to do, it'll do what it needs to do for us, and then I'll be able to move around some more and come back here.
Yeah.
Which I really want to do,
and stay longer.
Yes, stay much longer. Yeah.
Now, you wanted to introduce, you've got a few people in the studio. Do you want to say, give a little shout out to the guys and girls that are here?
So, I have the wonderful Ray Neville over here. He is awesome. Without him, we would not actually literally be in the studio right now. We'd probably be trying to find our way, because when we first booked our flight, my manager, Reggie, who's standing right there, he's waving. Yeah. So when we first booked the flight, we put a rental car as part of the agreement, and then we decided that we didn't want to die. Well, I mean,
driving.
Yes. So we decided that it would be much safer to have someone who knew what they were doing to drive us around, and Ray wonderfully said, "I gotcha," which is really, really awesome. And then my sister Maggie, who's sitting over there hiding behind her camera right now because she's taping all of this, she is our marketing director as well. Mm. And so, you know, they came along to make sure that I was okay.
Yeah.
To London, because my best friend, who's also one of the young ladies that we started the group with, she's also on the label, and she was like, "You can't go by yourself." And she was like all weepy, "You know, you have to come back in one piece." And I'm like, okay. So I asked Maggie, and she was like, "No, you have to take someone with you." I said, "Well, in hostel, they got the guys got kidnapped, so taking Reggie with us doesn't make sure that we're going to be safe." But but he magnanimously decided, he agreed to come with us. So it's been pretty cool. People have been looking out for me, so it's awesome.
Have you got a photographic memory? You said you can watch a film and then basically quote back bits from films.
So that's one of the things that my daughters and I do best.
Mm-hmm.
And movies, if I've seen a movie, like, it sticks in my head. So I'm that really weird person that has lots and lots of useless information in my head, and we'll be talking about something, then like an entire scene from a movie will pop in my head.
No way. Really?
I'm a movie buff. I love movies.
You could have been a spy on the side. Really couldn't go work for the CIA or the FBI.
Yes, it would have been really awesome. I actually, in a future life, once I get done with this when I'm about 70, I actually want to be a forensic analyst.
Yep.
And a forensic profiler. So it's kind of, I'm a crime buff. Hence the, you know, really interesting part about the Jack the Ripper.
What? Well, you can get, I'll tell you what, if you get the chance from London, you can sign up and go on. They just walk around all the places and yeah. they show you all the places and who was murdered where. It's a lovely, cheerful day out.
I need to go. Yes, it's going to be wonderfully cheerful. Yes, I need to go just so I can analyze. I might be able to find out who he is.
Well, there's been quite a few things.
So about, many theories. I have the book at home, literally, on all of the theories, and I think they're all wrong.
Yeah, it's probably a woman. That's what I think.
That's what I think, too. I think so, too.
If you could work with anybody in the industry at the moment, who is in the industry that you think, oh, I'd love to work with that person?
I adore Mint Condition. That's one of my favorite groups. I think Stokely is a genius. So I would love to work with Stokely. Patti LaBelle, definitely, and Stevie Wonder. If I could get on stage with them, that would be awesome.
That would, I think that's most musicians' dream. Stevie Wonder is just, and when you think he wrote that album, I don't know how old he was about 18 or something, but just amazing.
Yeah, I love that whole album. My favorite song of all time is As.
Yes.
From that album. So, yeah, I think he's an awesome musician.
Yeah, and it's been covered loads by people who've just got have to turn it off. I like Stevie's version.
Yeah, I love his version, like, better than anybody's version. Like, anything that he does, I've heard covers of all his songs, but I like him. Like, to me, there is no duplicating it.
Now, if people want to find out more about you, I know you gave out the details a little bit earlier, but just let people know again where they can find out more about you, Tracy.
So on Facebook, they can find me on Facebook as Tracy. So that's TRACEETR is my fan page on Facebook. They can also find me on Instagram. That's TRA and then underscore CEETR. See, it coincides. Yep. The only different one is the Twitter. So it's at TZLewis73 on Twitter. And they can also find my record company's fan page at Terra Fans. So facebook.com/TerraFans, Terra Records Incorporated, CEO of which is DA Smart. And I also happen to be the COO of the company. So that's really awesome. So yeah, just look me up. And again, hit me on Twitter, direct message me. I respond very quickly. Just hit me on Twitter and follow me, and I will follow you back. And you can also find me on Reverb Nation at Tracy8. So again, TRACEE and then the number 8.
Excellent. It's been really lovely to meet you. Thank you so much for taking the effort to come over. I know that you've been over in you're going to be in London having your photographs and seeing Jack the Ripper, but thanks for coming down to Essex to come and see us, and then hopefully when you're over again, you let us know when you're playing live so we can come and see you.
I will. Thank you so much for having me. This has been awesome.
Can we have a nice round of applause as well, guys? Come on, put your phones down. Tracy, I just want to say, what is it with people now? Everyone's like that. It's on their phones all the time. What is it? Are you guys tweeting as you're doing? Are you tweeting? Or are you just sending a message?
No, just taking pictures.
Oh, right. Why do people look really nervous when I say that? But it is, isn't it? Everyone's like,
That's nice. Back to my phone.
Exactly. Thanks very much, Tracy. Great live performance in the studio as well.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time you're over in the UK.
Yes, definitely.
Thanks very much. Right, here is John Newman with Come and Get It.
I have been crazy.